Hi everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Silman and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me today, and as always, this show is dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most appropriate choices and decisions for your life. And in order to help us expand our horizons, I bring on amazing guests who have a wealth of knowledge and information, insight and wisdom to give us a perspective that is based on experience and truth. So we have another great show in store for you. Before we go there, however, I always like to welcome new listeners, and I certainly invite you to go to my website, which is What Women Must Know. And What Women Must Know is also my Facebook page, so you can like me over there because I post information and articles and, you know, just things that I find really important and relevant every day on my Facebook page. And if you go to either my website, which has some free reports there, or my Facebook page, I will send all the weekly interviews to you directly. So you just don't want to miss any of them because I have such inspiring guests. And I know from the feedback I've been getting from my listeners that you really get the great benefit from it too. So don't miss out. Just go to What Women Must Know, either Facebook or website, and everything will be sent on to you each week. And let me see what else I want to share with you. Well, many of you who've been listening for a while know that I have been experiencing and taking some groups of people to an extraordinary healing center called Rhythmia Advancement Center and Life Advancement Center, I'm sorry. And at Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica, I have personally experienced profound healing and also have witnessed amazing miracles of healing and transformation. It has been a really major part of my life for the last couple of years, and I actually will be returning once again February 11th to 18th, taking a small group of people. There's still room. People want to come and join me for that 1 week in Costa Rica for an amazing experience of transformation and healing and awakening, I like to call it. So I have invited Dr. Jeff McNary, who is very involved with Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, to be with me today and to talk about the experiences that he has observed from his perspective. And he has a very interesting perspective. So Dr. Jeff McNary has been working in the healthcare system and the healthcare field for 25 years. He has worked in a variety of medical environments and has seen the struggle individuals have experienced when actually trying to heal. The current Western system of healthcare is deficient in healing the population. It is more concerned with managing symptoms and using external sources for change. Through Dr. McNary's intense experience with the most desperate patient population dealing with addiction, acute mental health, and trauma, he has seen that the only real healing can come from within. As the chief medical officer of Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, located in Guanacaste, Costa Rica, Jeff has committed himself to bridging ancient modalities with Western psychology to heal guests. And he has a unique perspective. So I'm so excited to have Dr. Jeff McNary on the show today. So welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. That was an amazing introduction. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're an amazing guy. And I have to say to everyone listening that obviously I have met Jeff when I've been down to the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center on several occasions, and Jeff, you're always so happy, first of all.
Yeah.
No matter what you're dealing with, you're amazing.
it's easy to be happy when I'm seeing all this change going on for these guests that come here. It's like there's such great energy in the healing that we're doing, and it's really incredible, like what's going on in here. I'm excited to talk about it on your show today, give you some insight and perspective.
Well, and obviously, I am quite, and I would say profoundly changed and inspired by the experiences that I have had, and as I was saying in my introduction, that what I have seen from people I've brought there and people who were participating during the weeks I was in residence there. And I want to start our conversation by giving people a little bit more of your background, Jeff, because it really sets the stage for why you are such an authority on modalities that are being offered at Rythmia and why they are so effective.
That sounds good. So I'll give you a little kind of resume, short version of my background. It's actually kind of interesting because I've been working in so many different healthcare environments. I started off, I was an undergrad in medical anthropology. I was focused mostly on Latin American indigenous cultures and healthcare and medicine and the way that they viewed health. And I transitioned into a master's in public health at UCLA. And I worked within the OBGYN departments of UCLA for many years. And I ended up being the director of a couple of their clinics there, doing research and lots of work with women that had developmental disabilities and reproductive health. And After that, I transitioned into the Department of Health of Hawaii, where I worked with Native Hawaiian adolescents and addiction. And then I ended up at Passages Malibu, which is a rehab in California, where I was the administrative director. So I've seen it. I've pretty much seen it all as far as, not to mention a psychiatric hospital in Pasadena called Las Encinas, where I worked in the locked psychiatric units. And my educational background, I have a doctorate in psychology, and then, like I mentioned, I have a master's in public health. And I've always been involved with all the different types of clients that basically the system kind of says to people, well, there's not a lot of hope for you, whether that's addiction or trauma, acute mental health. And I've worked, you know, hand in hand with psychiatrists to do med management. And I've just seen all the different ways that the Western system works for healthcare. And I've seen it go nowhere for a lot of people over the last, 25 years. It's been a real struggle for me as somebody who wants to help heal people and wants to be involved in the process of change. And I just basically was hitting dead ends at every stop, every part of my career, so it was really frustrating. But at the same time, it gave me a ton of insight into how the system works and what are the protocols. And, if somebody has anxiety, like how does that manifest clinically, and What is the treatment methods that are given to people, whether it's medication and therapy and groups or whatever. And I've seen all these, I've been involved and also, had a private practice as well where I was working with all these people. So my perspective is really interesting because I've seen the gamut of different types of issues that people deal with psychologically and medically.
Now, having been a psychotherapist myself for many years, and I worked with more mind-body approaches, so I wasn't really in the traditional setting that you came from. But I would have to say it must have been really frustrating for you, Jeff, because in that traditional medical model, you don't ever heal, or unless a miracle happens,
Yeah, exactly.
Spontaneous epiphany, right? I mean, but
that's
really
right.
You're managed. You're managed. You're managed through medication. You're managed through, ongoing counseling support and, whatever ways, that's usually the ways
uh-huh.
that we're managed. But it's really a management system. It's not a healing system, even though people come there with serious issues that they're seeking help with. It's the model that we have created, this medical model, is not focused on healing. So can you just talk a bit about what you experienced being in that system that was based on management?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think all of the health practitioners, whether they're doctors, medical doctors or psychologists or counselors or whatever field they're in, when they come into the field, when they're brand new, they all have a lot of energy. And they all want to, they're excited. And they're like, wow, I'm going to make a change and I want to help my patients, and I want to be a big part of the system that it's going to create something great for these people because I care about others. And what ends up happening is that energy of healing that these people bring into it initially becomes crushed. and it gets crushed by a legal liability system. It gets crushed by the mood of the supervising clinicians and the hospital protocols and the rehab statistics of recovery, which are pathetic. And eventually they just get jaded and just pushed right back into the system, which is, we just hope, you know, the goal tends to be is, we just hope these people don't commit suicide or overdose or do something criminal. We're just trying to maintain things a bit so that society at large doesn't really have to worry about all these people. And it's super discouraging. It's very frustrating. And, you know, every time I would have an intern that I worked with that was brand new, they were so excited, and I love that energy. But you could see it over time very quickly dwindle because they would just say, wow, now I'm in debt for student loans, and I'm part of this system now that I'm not the head clinician. I have to follow the lead of the head clinicians now, and I better do what I'm supposed to do. And next thing you know, they're just part of the whole thing, and the patients are the ones that are suffering. You know, so the whole system is broken. It's not. I don't think it's maybe one person or one area of health. I just think the whole way that the healthcare system operates is dysfunctional because it has nothing to do, like you mentioned, about healing people. It has to do with maintaining them. And a lot of that is about the legalities involved. Like if I'm working with somebody who's suicidal, you know, on a regular basis, if I don't put them on meds, and if I don't put them in the psych unit for a hold, the mandatory hold, if I don't put them in the certain referral groups that I have to do, I'm liable if something goes wrong. So I'm limited in what I can actually do. And it's really scary for a young clinician or a young doctor or even one that's seasoned. It's very scary because you can lose your career. You can be sued, lose your license, and you have to follow these really rigid protocols that don't allow you to have success with your clients.
Well, that would just crush your soul after a while. Not to mention, you know, the people already are in pain that you see. You know, just it would be tough. It would be hard to yourself happy, you know, fulfilled.
You know what's interesting is that, you know, if somebody's seen a therapist before or been to an inpatient setting before, whether it's a hospital, a psychiatric hospital or a rehab or been to groups, you know, you would like to think that your clinicians, that your doctors are like encouraging and they're excited to work with you. I mean, it's just, unfortunately, it's just not the way it is. What happens in the back room talk of the clinical supervision that go on without the patients is there's no expectations for these people. It's just like, well, you know, we'll see if they come next week and, you know, put them on the meds and, you know, we'll see them back in here in 6 months or 3 months. Like, it's really, it's super frustrating and very sad because if somebody's in a healing position and they don't believe that their patients can be healed, it's not, because the odds are not good for healing in that environment.
Absolutely. You know, the environment is so important for healing to happen. And I think it needs to be said that the meds, you know, the protocol of meds that are given to these people have a long list of side effects, which often include depression, yeah, anxiety, you know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know, whole, just loss whole, of self.
The whole med thing is like a huge problem because, you know, we all know that the meds are lobbied, you know, by these huge pharmaceutical industries that make it part of the AMA protocol. Part of the protocols that medical students are taught and therapists are taught, and it's like that becomes the gold standard that they're supposed to be giving to people that present with certain symptoms. So the rationale behind meds is money-driven, purely money-driven. And, you know, there's this amazing study that was done on depression several years ago that took a huge sample size. It had a control and a couple testing groups, and one group, just, you know, they all had depression. They were matched up with each other in the control group and the experimental group. And one group just had regular exercise 3 days a week, walk the dog or go to the gym or whatever they could do physically. The other group was put on SSRIs or antidepressants. And at the end of the study, after a couple of years, the results were the exact same. So it's incredible because these meds are not even that effective, you know, and they're just pushed on people through doctors in order to make money, in order to have something they can kind of hang their hat on. Because if I'm a psychiatrist, which I'm not, but if I was, I'm thinking like, okay, I got 20 patients that all have depression and occasionally anxiety. And when they have their anxiety and their depression together, I have a suicidal risk. So I'm going to make sure I put them on the med, because if I get sued for a suicide attempt or a suicide that they actually pulled off, then I can show the judge and the board of psychology and the board of psychiatry, I can show them that I did the right thing by prescribing the right meds that are in the protocol. So that's the way doctors are taught to think, because it's scary for them to have to worry about what's going to happen if I get sued and I didn't do what I'm supposed to do, right? So everybody operates under fear of being sued.
Not a healing environment, I would say.
Correct.
You know.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So you had a career change, and suddenly you find yourself as the chief medical officer at this amazing place, amazing healing center. I mean, it's more than a spa, called Rhythmia Life Advancement Center in Costa Rica, that is the first medically licensed plant medicine center in the world?
In the world, yeah. It's the first one.
It's quite an achievement. So tell us about what it was that inspired you to be part of this new model, new paradigm, and then we're going to talk about what you are observing and witnessing. I know you do intakes on everybody who comes in and follows. Yeah. You follow the people. You have a whole medical staff there, obviously, and you follow the transformation that happens within 7 days. And you've witnessed how many people now? Over 1,000 people in the last 2 years or so, since one year and 8 months
we've been open.
1 year and 8 months. Wow.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that transition for you and what is happening at Rhythmia that is making such a difference in people's lives.
Great. So I love this topic. This is my favorite. So when I was at Passages Malibu as the director, I met a guy named Gerard Powell. He came in as a patient. I wasn't working with any patients because I was the director of the facility, but this guy was such a disaster that I didn't want to turn him loose on my clinical staff, because he would have eaten him alive for lunch, right? So I decided that I would take time out of my day and work with Jerry to help him with his Demerol and alcohol addiction and a bunch of other behavioral addictions he had. And the guy did amazing, but he still had a few things that he had to work out after he left. He was there. He was a pastor for 2 months. So I worked with him in my private practice for about another 6 years, and he just couldn't quite get to, you know, the root cause of why he was upset, why he was still having all these issues, and why he was still drinking in excess. And on a whim, he heard about some plant medicine down in Costa Rica. He just went, just randomly. And, you know, I've been working with him. He asked me what I thought about it. I said, dude, I don't really know much about that. Like, you know, I wasn't trained in that. I don't know much about it. I've heard a little bit about plant medicine, but I don't really, you know, I'm not an expert on it. So go check it out and see what you think. So he came down to Costa Rica and went to this place way out in the mountains. It was just this crappy house that was just really run down. But he had the most amazing experience with plant medicine there. It changed his life in one night. And then when he called me the next day, you know, he was still in Costa Rica, I was in LA, and he's like, dude, I am fixed. I feel like I'm like a new person. I'm like, all right, dude, okay, whatever. I've seen the pink cloud, we call it, before, right?
Right. I'm like, you know, too good to be true, right?
Exactly. I was kind of like, all right, you know, we'll see, you know, whatever. So he came back up to LA, and I noticed right away that something shifted in him. he was calm. He wasn't doing the behaviors, you know, the destructive stuff he was doing before. And he's like, "Dude, you have to come down with me to Costa Rica next week," he says, "and try it." I was like, "Okay, I'll do it." So we flew down. You know, he did it 2 weeks before. So we flew down. I did this plant medicine down here. And, you know, I don't have an addiction history. I have a background work. I'm a psychologist. You know, I've done tons of therapy with myself, too. Like, I have to, in order to get your doctor, you have to do a lot of therapy on yourself with another psychologist. So I've done a lot of work on myself, you know. And I thought, like, okay, well, I'm pretty well balanced or whatever. But I was sadly mistaken because it just, I know you're laughing because you totally understand what I'm talking about. I love it. And, you know, there were certain things in my life that I just come to accept that I thought were just kind of, everybody has issues, and these are mine. You know, I suck with relationships. I isolate a lot. I don't know how to, like, interact really well with my family. I come from a background of trauma, growing up in the East Los Angeles area, the gang area. So those are just part of me, and I'm fine. I'm okay with my flaws, you know. So I came down to Costa Rica, and I did plant medicine, and I realized that every story that I had created about myself to cope with the world was totally false, and it was impeding me from actually having success in my life. It was hindering me, and I did inner child work and tons of trauma therapy within a 12-hour period on this medicine. And I woke up, I was like blown away. I couldn't believe that, you know, all I've done maybe say 15 years of personal work, and I've been working with people and I had success here and there. So I thought I was kind of like pretty good at what I did, and I thought I was okay. And I realized, like, wow, I am missing the boat completely. I was centered. I felt grounded. I had a new purpose. I was way more effective, like, as a therapist. I had such clarity. It was incredible. So Jerry and I decided that we wanted to open a place that wasn't some crappy house up in the middle of nowhere. We wanted to have a place that was legal, that was licensed, that was medical, that had all the Western sort of comforts of, like, a resort, but at the same time was able to use plant medicine in a medicinal way. It was still true to the roots of it, which is indigenous medicine from usually ayahuasca. The plant medicine is usually from Peru, Colombia, the Amazon Basin. So we still wanted to have that flavor, but do it in a way that was respectful within a medical system. So Jerry and I immediately came back to Costa Rica after our experience and started searching the place for resorts to buy. We bought one. We bought one like 6 months later. I moved here, and I started working on the license to get us approved with the Ministry of Health. And it took me about a year and 6 months to do that. But I immediately moved here. My public health background came into play because I was a health policy program development guy in my master's. So I just was able to use all those skills I had learned at UCLA and write this license for us to be able to be approved medically to do this medicine. So that's what basically led me down here. I've been here ever since. So I've been here about 3 years.
So, I mean, that's quite a, you know, this is such a profound, it's not just a profound story, but it's a profound tool to accomplish all the things that you were frustrated with when you operated in the system where you saw nothing changing, no one healing, to a paradigm shift, because it is a paradigm shift, of allowing people to truly resolve the underlying traumas that generate these behaviors. Like you were saying, before you did the experience with plant medicine, you had great coping skills, but you didn't even realize that they were still operating at a dysfunction, right? You just were good at managing it, so you looked like you were doing a good job with life.
That's right.
Through the experience of the medicine, it was like your blinders were lifted, and you saw who you really were. Which it's so hard. It's like we all have a film over us. It's really hard to see the truth of who we are until we have a way to really have that clear vision, the truth.
Exactly. So interesting.
So I know there are people listening who are probably saying plant medicine, what, you know, are we talking teas? Are we talking, what's plant medicine, you know? So can we talk a little bit about what plant medicine is? When we talk about plant medicine in this context, what is it, first of all? And then we can talk a bit about why it is such a profound healing tool for people in search of finding themselves.
Perfect. So the plant medicine we're using here at Rhythmia is a combination of two different substances and two plants, and it's called ayahuasca. And ayahuasca is a vine. It grows in Costa Rica, but it's more predominant in Peru and Colombia. And the vine, when you take the vine and you do it's a very simple lab procedure by reducing. You boil the vine, you reduce the liquid. It produces a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, which is really important. I'll explain why. And then you get another plant, and this other plant is usually regional depending on where you are. So there's acacia in Hawaii. There's chacruna down in Venezuela and Colombia. There's mimosa tenuflora that's around this part of Central America and Costa Rica. And those plants have dimethyltryptamine, so they have DMT. And what happens is you combine those two plants. So you got the ayahuasca vine and the DMT from the regional plant, and it becomes a tea, like a liquid drink. And you drink it, and what happens is the monoamine oxidase inhibitor part, the MAOI, it prevents the stomach enzymes from breaking down the DMT. So if you just drank DMT, your stomach would just digest it real fast and nothing would happen. So the MAOI allows the enzymes to kind of not do their thing for a little bit and allows the DMT to get absorbed into the system. And DMT is already in us. So all living things have DMT already as a part of them. And DMT is a very interesting molecule. It's there's all these indigenous beliefs about it. There's also some modern, kind of Western beliefs about it. And it has to do with, like, how we are connected to people, how we have intuition, how we feel about our place in the universe, and how we identify who we are as individuals, and how we communicate and have vibes with people. And all that is basically related to a DMT sort of component that we have in our bodies. So there's not a lot of understanding completely about how it works or why, but the indigenous cultures and some of the modern societies call it the God molecule or the spirit molecule. And it gives insight and connection. And when people drink ayahuasca, they lay down or sit up against the little propped up chair. And within about 40 minutes, they start to have an experience where they become fully connected to themselves and they can process a lot of things that have gone on in their life, whether it be trauma or neurochemical rebalancing because there's an anxiety or a depression issue and there's low dopamine or high serotonin. Those things get balanced. Hormone issues get balanced. There's lots of medicinal benefits. It works really well with Lyme's disease. It helps get rid of that. It helps with autoimmune disorders. And so it's a medicine that helps physical things, and it's a medicine that helps spiritual and emotional and psychological things. And, there's a lot of information on the internet that shows like all these people getting sick and it's like all this weird crazy stuff, and that is like not necessarily what it's about. Like that is a little bit far-fetched. I mean, it happens, but the beauty of Rhythmia is that because we're licensed and because we're a medical facility, we screen everybody, we supervise the session. A medical doctor in Costa Rica prescribes the medicine for each person. And it allows them to be monitored in a way that's like very positive and very supportive environment, helping realize their goals.
And we need to mention that this has been used, the plant medicines have been used by traditional peoples for thousands of years, I think you could say. I mean, who knows how far back it goes. So I mean, which is always amazing to me when you think about you live in the Amazon rainforest, millions of plant species, and somehow they found these two plants that, which do not coexist near each other. And somehow, if you boil it down and make a brew out of it, it has this property, this gift, this energy that allows you to open your psyche to seeing the truth about yourself and facilitating healing and transformation, releasing the old traumas. And as you were saying, if those traumas are manifesting as illnesses, people can heal and resolve illnesses or conditions that seem to be, you know, permanent and irreparable. So I find that to be such an amazing story.
It's incredible. And, you know, it's so interesting because I've been able to meet a lot of these indigenous practitioners, these shamans, and they come from a long bloodline within their family of healthcare providers within their village and within their tribe. They're the most amazing, insightful, brilliant people you've ever met. And it's incredible because they don't have, like, a Western educational background. And you know what? Thank God they don't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they can explain the ills of society in about two sentences. You know, I mean, they are profoundly in tune with what's going on in the world. And so, like, if you go down to the Amazon and you go to one of our lead shamans, his name's Taitan Juanito, you go to his village there, you won't see anybody with anxiety, you won't see anybody with depression, you won't see anybody that's bipolar, you won't see anybody that's suicidal, you won't see anybody on meds. What you'll see is a very cohesive group that is working together and happy and successful and thriving and moving with the flow of their environment. Now, of course, skeptics might say, okay, well, but I don't live in the Amazon. I live in Los Angeles, right? How do I do that? But if I'm connected to myself and I have inner peace and I'm connected to my family, and we have a good relationship, and I can communicate well, and I can understand the environments that I'm in a way that's authentic, I can have that same reality wherever I am in the world.
And that's such a profound truth right there, how much of an impact as we change our energy and our frequency and come from our heart, how we can truly impact people. And you know, I've been a psychotherapist, so I've seen amazing things happen working with mind-body approaches, and I've then went on, became a naturopathic doctor, so I've seen good things happen when people work with nutrition and targeted supplementation, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, and this was so profound, the realization was just so strong when I was at Rhythmia and having these experiences with the plant medicine, that true healing, true peace can only come when we connect to what we call our soul. And that's the source of all healing. And that's like, it's like when we connect to the place of true love, of who we are, everything energetically is aligned and balanced, and dis-ease, disharmony disappears, which is why there's so many miraculous things that have occurred for people at Rhythmia.
Yeah, it's incredible, and I love doing the intakes with the guests every week because everybody has something in mind they want to resolve. They have several intentions, and they're so doubtful of any sort of positive outcome because they've just been frustrated. Whatever system they were in, I have a woman recently who had cancer, breast cancer. And, you know, she had gotten where it wasn't spreading, but it was still an issue. And she came down here trying to, you know, she read some studies and things, and she talked to some people and heard that ayahuasca, you know, could possibly help her with that. And she came here, and she was scared, and she was doubtful. And I told her, I said, look, this healing that needs to occur is completely about you and your own soul and about you connecting with yourself and healing your own body. And you can totally do that. This plant medicine helps facilitate your own process. And she was really excited and wanted to do it, but, of course, a little doubtful, which is totally understandable. You know, 30 years of trying to work things out in the health system, and she was doubtful. She left here completely cancer-free. And she was she's been contacting us for several months now, and she's her doctors are astounded. Now, I don't even say that that was about plant medicine. I say that was about her being able to heal herself because she truly connected with her soul and truly became grounded with who she was as a person. And the plant medicine was the facilitator to help that process occur.
I mean, ultimately, that's the highest truth. You're doing it to you. You're taking this journey. You're coming to this awakening of who you are. And the medicine, the plant medicine, and by the way, I mean, it's just the two plants, you know, cooked up together. You're just drinking this liquid. That's all that's there is the vehicle that allows you to open. I mean, our greatest challenge in the West is that our constructs, the belief systems, our cultural belief systems, the belief systems of our family, the beliefs we've created, they are like a shield that's blinded us to ourselves. And you know, this is the story from time immemorial. I mean, we're here on this spiritual journey to reconnect with who we are, the place of love, the place where all things are possible. This is not a new story. This is the same story that we've been hearing about in all systems, only it's so hard to get out of the matrix when you're locked in it.
It is hard. And you know, there's so much media attention and political manipulation, and there's just economic leverage that's just is working constantly to keep people in the dark, you know, it's to sell products and to have control over the population. You know, some people just say, you know what, I'm comfortable just being in this system where I'm controlled and I don't, you know, I'm not happy, but I can drink my, you know, I can drink my beers on the weekend and watch my football, and I'll be a slave all week long after that, you know, and people just got comfortable with being uncomfortable and unconnected to themselves. You know, it's really sad. It's really sad to see that, you know, but the system itself wants that, right? Because the more they can control us, the more they can sell us things and keep us in the dark, the better. And that's kind of the big overall big picture. But something that's really interesting that I found, you know, I'm amazed every single week here because, you know, I was taught in my background of all this crazy schooling I did, I was taught if somebody has trauma or addiction or acute mental health or all these anxieties or whatever, you can pretty much bet it's going to be a long journey for them to get better, and they may or may not even pull it off. We're talking years, years and years and years and years of therapy and all this stuff. And what I see going on here is incredible because some people come for 2 weeks, most 90% of them come for one. 1 week is all it takes to get it back on track. 1 week. And it sounds crazy because how can that be? It happens so fast. But that just goes to show us that our soul is craving to be connected with our bodies. We want to be aligned. We want to heal ourselves. We want to be happy. And so the process is fast. If you want it and you have those intentions, it will happen quickly. You don't need to drag it out for years because that's just crazy. And I see it every single week. And I'm just like, I have to pinch myself because it's hard to believe what I'm seeing. You know, it's so incredible.
And I can testify to that because I've been there for 3 weeks. I've had 3 weeks of experiencing the arrhythmia process, and it is profound to see the people as they arrive with all their baggage, and then a week later when they're departing, how they have changed to such an amazing degree that I think most people can't even believe that they have made such progress. I mean, I saw people with post-traumatic stress syndrome, two different people who totally resolved it, and people with relationship issues and, you know, totally resolved that. I saw couples reconnecting on a whole new level, you know, people healing physically from so many things. So can you talk a bit about some of the experiences of people who've been there that you have witnessed, the variety of healings that happen when you, once again, as we say, connect to the truth about who you really are, the real, you know, the real self, capital S.
Yeah, definitely. So I have lots of examples, but a few that really stand out are people that have a long history of being on medication, and they've been diagnosed with major depressive disorders, generalized anxiety disorder, PTSD, you know, personality disorders, and they're on a ton of meds, and they've come to a point in their life where, you know, they're not happy about it. They don't really see any change, and they're not excited about taking the next med because the other one just wore off already, so they shift to a new generation. So what happens with these guests is, you know, their neurochemistry is totally out of whack by the time they get here because, you know, they've tapered off their meds. They've had a waiting period where they're not on them anymore with their doctor's help, and they're here, and they're a little bit on edge, you know, because their dopamine might be really low, and their serotonin is surging, and their norepinephrine is circling around, and they're feeling really sketchy, and they don't want to go back to their med. They have that goal. But, you know, they've been on it for 10, 20 years. Those people I love because they come here, they do ayahuasca, and within probably one or two sessions, and we offer four in a week, about one or two of these sessions, their whole neurochemistry profile is rebalanced, and their dopamine is not low, and their serotonin is not surging, and they're right in the normal balance of where they should be. It's like pushing a reset button on your brain. And they feel like $1 million. And they go home, and, you know, they're thinking in their mind, maybe behaviorally, and think, okay, so do I need to start my meds again? Do I need to get back on Wellbutrin and Adderall and Xanax to sleep? And the answer is no. They don't. They don't need it. They don't feel it. They have no desire to go back to that. And their doctors, if they're nice, which there are plenty of nice doctors, they're really excited about what happened. But then there's other people who are like, don't believe it, and they're trying to get them back on meds before they have a manic episode. It's like a lot of pressure. So it's a little bit of a challenge sometimes depending on what system they're going back to. But I love the people that have a history of a ton of meds, and to come here and have gotten off of it enough time to do ayahuasca, and they just have this incredible future without meds. And they're just free. They're liberated. So that's a really common thing we get here a lot of it, yeah.
Which is pretty tremendous, actually. It's like, I think, you know, people do perceive it as a miracle because it's almost like an impossible dream. And to
exactly.
be able to realize that, you know.
Let me talk about one more quick thing about trauma.
Oh, sure, please.
Okay, that's my second most favorite one to deal with. People with trauma, you know, their amygdala, part of their brain, has been, there's a pathway, there's several pathways of neurons that are burned into that part of the brain that are kind of locked into subconscious process that has fear associated with certain people or behaviors. And now in their conscious prefrontal cortex, where they're living their life and their awareness, the amygdala is kind of creeping in and sort of influencing the way they feel about themselves and relationships because of their trauma history. So the beauty of what I've seen with people that have trauma, we get a lot of soldiers, we get a lot of veterans, you know, we get a lot of people with domestic violence history, people that have lost loved ones. They're totally upset in their current life because of what's happened in their past, whether it's childhood abuse or any sort of abuse that's occurred in the past. And so ayahuasca does a connection between the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex. It helps the consciousness see that what went on when I was 5 years old is not what's happening right now in my life of age 50. I am empowered now as a person. I'm not five at the mercy of some, you know, upsetting caregivers. I'm now empowered. I don't have to fear life. I don't have to fear relationships. I don't have to fear who knows who, men, women, whatever it was an abusive person. And you build a new neuron pathway that says relationships are okay. People are okay. I can tell who's not, and I'm empowered. I'm not going to be taken advantage of. And you get to have an emotional connection to a new belief system. And that is so huge for trauma, and especially with the veterans. We get vets here who resolve their PTSD in 1 week. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you mentioned. You had seen a little bit of that, too.
Yes, I saw two people come in with that issue and were absolutely blown away when they realized by the end of the week that they were free.
Yeah, yeah. That's a miracle in of itself right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a miracle. So a couple of things I just want to, you know, ask you in terms of this journey and this experience. I think we should also state that Rhythmia includes in the experience the spa portion of it. So that includes massages and hydrotherapy, colonics, and there's mud baths and organic food. And I mention that because not only is it a wonderful, pleasant experience that people have, but it also helps to facilitate the healing even more so because you're looking after and cleansing and detoxifying the physical, which always allows you to have more access to other levels of your being.
Correct. And we have yoga going on here and a lot of really empowering classes. And we often have a thought leader, come, like such as yourself, come and speak for a week at a time. And it's just a really good healing environment of support. And everything is optional, but everybody really loves to do as much as they can because they, you know, they're really liking all the modalities we have. But sometimes people just want to go to the beach and just go to, it's 2 minutes away. And so there's just this whole vibe of like freedom with supportive therapies that help the plant medicine process and help the other breath. We have a transformational breath work that's very powerful as well. So it's a really healing environment and all different, probably about 15 different things that we offer here.
And, I mean, it's a very full-on week, I have to say. And one of the things that you don't get a lot of is sleep. But
yeah.
Having said that, because these ceremonies, which are four of these plant medicine ayahuasca ceremonies, are held during the week, I think when you enter another dimension, time is changed because the ceremonies are conducted at night and often finish sometimes 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. And I found that I'm a person that needs 8 hours of sleep, Jeff, and I would do these ceremonies and get maybe 4 or 5. I was alert, on the go, feeling great, and not tired at all, you know. And I don't know how to explain that, but I have to say, I mean, it's not like I'm speeded up or anything. I'm just feeling great and you know, awake and alive. So it was
well,
so interesting.
I think that has to do with, you know, when people do the ceremonies, it really releases a lot of the emotional sort of baggage and things that really make you tired and make you worn out. And you get to release that. So all of a sudden you're like, wow, I feel great because I'm less burdened. You know, you have a lot of energy.
It's true. And it wasn't just me. It was, you know, just about everybody there just felt so happy and energized and were really amazed how little sleep they got and how great they felt. So,
yeah,
you don't want to miss anything. So couple of other things. Who is this contraindicated for?
If somebody has severe cardiac issues, it's usually not appropriate for them, but we go on a case-by-case basis, and we'll talk to the person, and we'll also talk to their cardiologist with the appropriate consent form signed. And, you know, we don't want to have the heart rate get too high or too low, so we have to kind of check on the cardiac issues if there's something, there's like a history of maybe a stroke or surgery or stents or AFibs and things like that. So that's one group that we have to be real careful with. Another group would be if there's any sort of traumatic brain injury, we just need to know, like, what it was. Benign tumors, we've had people come, and that's okay, depending on, you know, the location of the tumor. And if there's been injury, we have to look at, like, what lobe was damaged and, you know, if there's a seizure disorder, sometimes those are problematic. So we have to kind of just really check it out on a case-by-case basis to make sure they're okay. Another contraindicated group would be people on antidepressant medication within 30 days. So they have to be off their meds for 30 days because we what happens when you mix an SSRI with an MAOI, which is the ayahuasca, that you can have a serotonin syndrome, which is very dangerous. So if you have about 30 days, sometimes a little bit more off of the SSRI and then put some medication in there, they're okay. So those are the main groups that we're looking at that are contraindicated. Also, if they have acute schizophrenia, it's not that that's a problem for plant medicine, but it's something that our facility is not capable of handling currently, because that requires a lot more staff and a lot in smaller groups and a lot more supervision. So acute schizophrenic patients are not recommended, not allowed actually to do plant medicine with me at the current time. My goal is to have a unit where we can take more acute psychiatric people and really, you know, do it in a way that's helpful to them.
Because it's actually able to help them heal.
Correct. Now, I've read some studies on some people that did have acute schizophrenia who did plant medicine, and some people had amplified their symptoms for the time they were in the ceremony, and other people just didn't feel anything at all. So it's interesting. There's not a lot of research about it. That's the hard thing about this plant medicine, is that we're learning a lot as we go, and I'm doing a ton of background studies and talking with lots of people, and we've been able to build a really solid case management sort of protocol for all of our guests. It keeps it safe, keeps everybody in a good space, and everybody can feel comfortable coming here, because we have a medical doctor and nurses, and I'm here, and there's a lot of clinical staff. So we haven't had any serious issues at all, physically or medically, nothing like that. We've had people get emotional, and of course, and have some crying and get upset a bit, but nothing dangerous has ever occurred at Rhythmia.
And that's because you have the medical staff. These ceremonies are conducted by people who've been trained in the shamanic traditions, so they are actually overseeing and monitoring the ceremonies, and it is a ceremony. It is respected. You know, this is obviously a deep and profound experience. And I just wanted to add to everything you said that some people come because they are dealing with deep emotional wounds or addictions or post-traumatic stress or childhood traumas. Some people come because they have illnesses and they want to get to the root cause that was the generator behind the manifestation of this disease. And some people come because they are just wanting to deepen their own spiritual journey and this whole process of being more aware. People come from different reasons, and they get often their experiences may not be whatever they expected, but it's what they need. But it's what they need to facilitate the healing. So you come to these kinds of places and these journeys with a very open mind and come with intentions, but allow the process and the wisdom within and the wisdom of the medicine to work its magic and let that experience unfold, which is, to be totally honest, you, like anything, it has to be experienced to be believed, because we can talk around it, but you have to have the experience.
It's true. And like, I'm the first one to say that too. Like, it's really hard to actually wrap your head around the fact that there is a way that you can be healed and you can get what you want out of life without resorting to, all the dysfunctional stuff we've talked about in this discussion, and that it can happen quickly, and that it's meant for you to be whole and healed, not sick, not thinking strange thoughts, and not your own worst enemy. I mean, the goal of the world and the people, in my opinion, is to be totally grounded, connected. When you have a lot of empathy for other people, it's because you're connected with yourself, because you love yourself and you know who you are. If you know who you are, you're gonna love and feel for others. And if you feel for other people, if you actually feel for others because you love yourself, you're not gonna ever do harm to them. You don't want ill will for them. You're gonna operate in a way that's very peaceful and loving, and that's the way the world changes. That's how it happens.
And I think that's why this medicine and the container you've created at Rhythmia is so profound and so needed at this point in time to help us get reconnected again. I'm very grateful for your commitment to Jerry Powell's commitment, both of you creating the center, and it's a fledgling center, but it's already having huge effects and growing and just making amazing changes in people's lives, which obviously is, you know, what attracted me to go in the first place and why I have returned in August to be a presenter there, and then returning again in February for myself and to bring other people, many of whom actually have come before and are wanting to return because it was so profound, to just experience more of our journey to ourselves. It's more of the journey to ourselves. So I'm infinitely grateful to you, Jeff, for your commitment and hard work to make this place a unique healing center, truly a healing center. And I just want to invite anybody who may be listening to consider coming, whether it's when I bring a group February 11th to 18th, or maybe at some other time that would work for you, but to really consider it if you feel like you're ready for a quantum leap. This is one of the best places to go to get your quantum leap. And as Jerry Powell likes to say, get your miracle. So, if you want to know more, go to rhythmia.com and /Selman, put my name in there, so you'll get special attention. And the phone number is 844-346-8069. So it's 844-346-8069 to learn more. And especially there's some special things happening for my group, special opportunities that I've been able to negotiate for my group. So come check it out if you feel called, because it will absolutely change your life if you come. I can guarantee that. I think you could too, right, Jeff?
Yes, I can. And I welcome everybody, and I can't wait to meet you. I love meeting the guests that come. It's a beautiful blessing.
Yeah, it is. So, well, it's been a great conversation. Thank you, Jeff McNary, all the way from Guanacaste, Costa Rica, at the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, sharing his wisdom with us today. Thank you, Jeff, and for the great work you're doing. Appreciate you being here today. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me for another opportunity to learn, grow, and expand our consciousness, and know that it's time for us to reconnect with who we really are. And the last thing I want to say is always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.